to your customers and what does the customer conversion funnel look like. We will now think through our revenue calculation. Let us consider that your market of business is actually online. Your target audience sees your business or ads on Google, Facebook, and are diverted to your website. From there, a certain percentage of visitors get converted into buyers and they spend a certain average amount on your product or service. This is the customer conversion funnel. Hi, my name is Vikrant Potnis and I run a company called Fundenable. Fundenable is essentially a platform that helps startups in raising a round of capital. So we work with startups, technology startups, D2C startups, whoever is actually doing something new and wants to expand their business, we come in and we help them in raising a round of funding through equity. I actually was not into this field at all. During my school days, I came from a school called Parletlyak Vidyalay, which was very high on activities, lot of activities, right? So in fact, today coming to a studio is very nostalgic because I used to be a dubbing artist for a lot of cartoons of Walt Disney. So I used to dub at the UTV studio and most of the cartoons like Quack Pack, Jungle Cubs, all these, I have actually done a lot of dubbings throughout my, childhood. But then unfortunately, what happened was in the 10th, I scored well. And then the next thing is that, boss, go for science and you should do engineering. So unfortunately, my acting and dubbing, that whole hobby went down the drain and I got into engineering. At the end of engineering, I realized that I don't want to do something which is related to technology. I want to kind of go into some other field. And that is when, luckily, on campus, I did my engineering from Sardar Patel Institute of Technology in Andheri. I was lucky enough that on campus, finance companies used to come to hire engineers. Because globally, engineering is a four-year degree. And globally, all the degrees are actually 4 years. In India, we have 3 years. So their global parameter was that you should hire people with a degree with 4 years. And therefore, even for finance, they used to hire engineers, right? That is where I actually, and I took a bet that let's leave technology and let's at least try and understand investment banking and raising capital and so on and so forth. And that is where JP Morgan, I learned how to actually read financial statements, what is finance, you know, how it is not technical, but it is basically numbers. And that is what we have learned in engineering all this while. Interestingly, that was the time. So what JP Morgan used to do is for large